Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Good day, Justin.
Good day, Diana.
Good day.
So, you know, I love that greeting. That's a nice greeting.
Isn't it nice? Yeah. Doesn't matter what time it is.
Right.
Just say good day.
Right. And it sounds so positive.
It is positive.
So you're going to go up to you and go, bad day?
Bad day.
I don't think so.
No.
So today, on this good day, it's Theme Thursday.
Yes. We talk about lots of different things.
We do. And today we're talking about domestic help. That's an interesting topic.
Robots. For
robots
your home.
For, like Rosie.
Yeah, like Rosie.
From, from the Jetsons. So, what do you got, Diana?
Okay, well, there's this particular robot that a lot of people are familiar with, or you've seen it on TV shows, or maybe even advertisements, but it's called the Roomba.
Roomba.
Yes, and it's by iRobot. It's one of the most popular automatic vacuuming devices that you can actually buy right now.
Right.
Basically, it sizes up a room and then travels over the floor in a zigzag pattern.
Right.
You can schedule newer Roombas. I mean, the old ones, they're pretty much like manual that you turn on. But
right.
The newer ones, you can schedule to vacuum during certain days and times.
That's handy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've even seen, have you seen the video of the cat wearing a shark costume riding a Roomba?
No.
It's very funny. Look
they
it
say
up.
You shouldn't leave a pet
well,
in
no,
a room alone.
If
with
you're
a
in the room
right.
supervising. But no, you should not leave your pet
right.
and a Roomba alone in the same room.
That's exactly right. So what else you got, Diana?
Okay. The Scuba is a Burlington-based iRobot. And it took the Roomba a step further with the Scuba, and it vacuums and washes floors at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
It washes the floor.
It washes the floor.
That's impressive.
I've heard of these. Yes.
All right. We got another iRobot product here. It's like the Luge.
The Luge. L-O-O-J.
Right. And it addresses one of the most tedious aspects of owning a house. Cleaning the gutters.
Oh, so think of like a Luge. L-U-G-E. Like in the
what?
Olympics.
I don't know.
The Luge where you
I've heard of
down
that.
The ice chute.
So like this uses the gutters is like...
Yeah, the gutters are like the Luge.
The Luge.
Like shoot.
Okay.
I guess.
All right.
But anyway, there's a device and there's a remote that you can use to
that
clean
could be
your
fun.
Gutters.
Yeah, so if you hate cleaning your gutters, there you go.
Hey, how about this? Robomo.
There are many a man out there that would enjoy having this, I think.
So, Friendly Robotics takes robotics outside. Friendly Robotics is the company.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes robotics outside with its automatic lawnmowers. There are four models, and they rely on batteries instead of gas. They're equipped with anti-theft systems, in fact.
Sure. Well, they'd have to be because someone could just... I mean, you're not there.
Yeah.
But they actually mow your yard. Hey. That's pretty cool. What else you got?
Agent 007.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. It's by Mobile Robots, Inc., and it has adapted the same technology it uses in its laboratory robots to the line of home helpers. The Agent 007 is equipped with a security camera and can announce, "Police, freeze," if an intruder opens a window.
Right. We have one more, and I love this. The Nandy Clocky. Nandy Clocky. And it's an alarm clock, but if you're failing to get out of bed, the clock gives users one chance to snooze before it drives away, which forces you to get up and find it to turn off the alarm.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.